Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book In Paint Yourself Calm: Colorful Creative Mindfulness Through Watercolor. Gene Haynes invites readers into a serene journey that bridges the gap between art and mindfulness. Published with an aim to soothe the restless mind, this book serves as a gentle guide for anyone looking to find tranquility and joy through the medium of watercolor painting. With her expertise and compassionate approach, Haynes crafts a narrative that is less about perfecting art techniques and more about embracing the process of creation as a form of meditation. Each page is infused with encouragement to explore personal emotions, slow down, and appreciate the moment through the fluid and forgiving nature of watercolors. The author's philosophy transcends traditional art instruction, promoting a practice that benefits both mental wellness and creative fulfillment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness through art. Gene Haynes articulates the profound connection between the act of painting and mindfulness. She argues that engaging in watercolor painting can be a meditative practice that allows individuals to focus entirely on the present moment. Through detailed exercises and thoughtful prompts, readers are encouraged to observe their thoughts and emotions without judgment, channeling their energy into creating art. This section embarks on demonstrating how the fluidity of watercolors can mirror the process of letting go of control, enabling a space for self-reflection and inner peace. Haynes underscores the therapeutic benefits of mindfulness through art, presenting it as an accessible tool for reducing stress, enhancing emotional health, and fostering a deeper connection with oneself. Secondly, techniques for emotional expression. This segment delves into specific watercolor techniques that Gene Haynes introduces as means for emotional expression. Instead of focusing solely on technical precision, Haynes emphasizes the importance of using colors, strokes, and water to convey feelings. She offers guidance on selecting colors that resonate with personal emotions, using water to allow the paint to flow freely on the paper, and employing brush strokes that reflect one's mood. Through practical exercises, readers learn how to let their instincts guide their artistic decisions, resulting in artwork that is uniquely expressive and personally meaningful. Haynes' approach affirms that technical mistakes can transform into unexpected beauty, teaching valuable lessons on acceptance and self-compassion. Thirdly, creating a personal artistic practice, Gene Haynes stresses the importance of establishing a personal artistic practice as a routine for mindfulness and self-care. This chapter provides readers with strategies to incorporate painting into their daily lives, regardless of their busy schedules or current skill levels. Haynes offers advice on setting up a tranquil painting space, choosing the right time of day for artistic activity, and setting intentions for each painting session. By advocating for a consistent practice, she illustrates how dedicating time to art can lead to significant improvements in mental well-being, creativity, and personal growth. Readers are encouraged to view their artistic practice as a sacred time for self-exploration and rejuvenation. Fourthly, overcoming creative blocks. Haynes addresses one of the most common challenges faced by artists of all levels: creative blocks. Through her empathetic understanding, she offers insights into the causes of these blocks, such as fear of failure, perfectionism, and external pressures. This section is rich with advice on navigating through these obstacles by leveraging the therapeutic aspects of watercolor painting. Haynes encourages embracing imperfections, focusing on the process rather than the outcome, and using mindfulness techniques to stay present. Practical tips for breaking through creative barriers include experimenting with new techniques, using prompts to ignite inspiration, and engaging in reflective practices that align artistic expression with emotional states. Lastly, connecting with nature. Haynes emphasizes the enriching experience of connecting with nature through watercolor painting. This chapter encourages readers to draw inspiration from the natural world, whether by painting in plein air or bringing elements of nature into the workspace. Haynes suggests that observing and replicating the colors, patterns, and textures found in nature can enhance mindfulness, inspire creativity, and foster a deeper appreciation for the environment. This practice not only nurtures the artist's connection to the world around them, but also contributes to the overarching theme of finding calm and balance. Through exercises and examples, readers are guided on how to translate the beauty of nature onto paper, creating artworks that are both personal and universally resonant. In conclusion, Gene Haynes's Paint Yourself Calm, Colorful, Creative Mindfulness Through Watercolor, is an invaluable resource for anyone craving a peaceful escape through the act of creating. This book is ideally suited for artists of all levels, mindfulness practitioners, and individuals seeking to improve their mental well-being. Haynes successfully demystifies the process of painting, making it accessible and rewarding for everyone. Readers will not only learn practical watercolor techniques, but will also discover how the mindful practice of art can lead to a calmer, more centered life. By emphasizing the process over the product, Haynes opens up a world where every brushstroke is a step towards personal fulfillment and tranquility. This book is a testament to the transformative power of art and is a must-read for anyone looking to enrich their life through creativity and mindfulness. If you would like to support Gene Haynes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.